USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
What more do you need to see? We've made vaccinations free, safe, and convenient. We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us.
President Biden is mandating all federal employees, federal contractors, and American businesses with over 100 employees be vaccinated.
No, I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand it be mandatory, but I would do everything in my power. Just like I don't think masks have to be made mandatory nationwide.
President Biden at the start of his term. Republican lawmakers have promised lawsuits will follow, stating the president has way overstepped his authority to the American people. The U.S. Justice Department on Thursday sued Texas, seeking to block enforcement of the heartbeat abortion law.
The act is clearly unconstitutional under long-standing Supreme Court precedent.
USA Radio News.
This report brought to you by IBM. IBM is helping to enhance the U.S. Open viewing experience by using AI to keep fans more informed about players and matches. How? With real-time rankings and insights on the U.S. Open app and usopen.org. The new IBM Power Rankings with Watson and updated Match Insights with Watson run on IBM Cloud, using AI and natural language processing to analyze data and offer key insights ahead of each of the tournament's singles matches. Noah Sykin, Vice President, IBM.
Since last year's entirely virtual tournament, we've learned even more about what fans are looking for and how technology can help execute a tournament of this scale. We're excited to bring that insight into our continued partnership with the USTA and to help leverage our AI and cloud expertise to make the tournament more engaging for fans by digital platforms and new fan experiences.
The U.S. Open also launched the first ever U.S. Open fantasy tennis game with insights from IBM Watson. To see the technology in action, visit usopen.org.
Let's get more on President Biden's vaccine mandate. Dan Araki reports.
President Biden announced a new federal vaccine mandate Thursday that will compel all employers with more than 100 employees to require their employees to get vaccinated against COVID or be tested for the virus at least once a week. Representative Andy Harris says the president's policy completely ignores Americans who already have a level of natural immunity from being infected by the virus. The Maryland Republican tells Newsmax TV that the mandate is nothing more than a governmental overreach.
You know, the example would be, you know, if the government decided everybody has to have an appendix, appendectomy, remove your appendix, but you said, well, but I've had it removed, and they say, we don't care, we're going to give you an operation anyway. Why in the world would you want to vaccinate people who had the natural disease and now we know probably has superior immunity? It's because the president says he can force you to do it. That's the reason. He has authority and power.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
We are USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The last U.S. military flight out of Afghanistan after the fall of the Afghan government is described by Lieutenant Colonel Braden Coleman on Fox News.
I guess the best way to describe it is apocalyptic. It was unlike anything I had ever seen. We came down there. The thunderstorms had moved in that night, so it was raining on final. It was hard to pick up the runway. We finally did, but at the last minute, we had to go around. We came back around. We blacked out over Kabul, and we look over to the side, and it's, you know, boom, 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 ADA or AAA, that's anti-aircraft artillery that was going off. We had to turn early to come in. They had to line up a truck on the runway so we could land. We finally landed, and we got on the ground, and we were over on the civilian side, which had previously been pretty much controlled by the Taliban. And it was a different place. I had been to Kabul many times before, and it certainly didn't look the same on that final night. There was a lot more to it as far as when we taxied away to take off. You look over to the side, and there's these planes, and the best way to describe it, it's like a skeleton of a fish where the cockpit was intact, but then you see this row of seats, but the thing had been burned down. Broken wheels, the doors were open on all these airplanes. I was Jet 2, actually, it was Moose 9-2, and we took out and got out of there, and then all five of us got off the deck safely, thank goodness.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.